Celtics Tonight continues from Washington, D.C. Our final piece of business is our conversation with the head coach, Brad Stevens, brought to you, as always, no matter what capital of what country we're in, by Whole Foods Market. Proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune 100's Best Companies to Work For list. Now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. As always, we'll try to go sequentially. And it's funny how everyone else in the world seems to have forgot about the Toronto game. I had too until, as you know, my son is with me on the trip. They gave him, because he was so well behaved the other night, this Toronto Raptors little basketball, soccer ball. About 90 minutes ago in the hotel, we're playing with it. He's running back and forth. He's kicking it around like soccer ball. He goes, "I love this Raptors ball." And then he slipped on it and landed on it, and it left like a bruise and a mark. And I thought that was kind of a metaphor for what happened the other night, because we're talking about how much we love the Raptors and their team, and then you know, a couple hours later, they left a mark.
Yeah, we slipped on the ball. No, the they're a heck of a team. I mean, I don't have anything else to say other than we played poorly, they played great, but they are a really good basketball team. And it goes, you know, we talked about second unit. Shoot, it goes beyond their second unit.
Yeah, it does.
They are deep, deep, and they can come at you in waves.
Run me through what today is for you. Everybody in the league has a different position on a day like this, and most of us are sitting around in front of our laptops or we're doing interviews, and then we're just glued to the TV and our eyes kind of pop open as one after the other happens. What do you do on a day like this, particularly when it's a game day, which is unusual? Not a ton of teams usually play on the Thursday. How engaged are you? Do you want to be? Do you have to be on an afternoon as crazy as this one turned out to be?
Obviously, I talked to Danny a little bit yesterday just to gauge where he was, what he was thinking, if there's anything that I need to think about. And it was pretty slow from the standpoint of real possibilities and real things that could possibly happen. And so I just focused all my attention on the Washington, got ready for today's game, got ready for our shoot around, told our guys to get ready for the shoot around and that I didn't anticipate anything. Then again, I also said, I've lived here for 4+ years now, and that doesn't mean nothing will happen, but let's focus on where we can control and go from there. And then I talked to him one time in the middle of the afternoon, and again, just said, call me if you need me. Never turned on a TV, never got out of getting ready for tonight.
The world has a basketball reaction to what Cleveland did when you heard Isaiah got moved again. That Jay got moved again. You had that. You had to be a human reaction to that.
That's a human reaction. That's more thinking about, you know, kids are in school, you know, families, and all that comes with moving at this time of the year in the middle of the season. I do think the benefit of the trade deadline getting moved up is that you have the All-Star break if you need it to get a little bit more settled. Nobody wants to be getting settled during the All-Star break. They'd rather be totally catching up, but it is one of the benefits, I would say. But no, I mean, it's hard. I mean, and this is the reality of a hard business at times.
I was shocked to learn Greg Monroe is on your team now. Did you? It's almost as if this just magically happened. We've been joking, obviously, because you've been, it's been a verboten issue to talk about. Now that he is here, when did this first start for you? How long have you had your eyes, you, Danny, everybody had your eyes on Greg Monroe as a possible fit for this team?
When he was bought out, Danny made mention of it as somebody that obviously that he thought would be a good fit. He's killed us in the past, so it's hard to argue that. You know, the biggest thing for Greg is to get acclimated as quickly as possible. That's hard in the middle of the year here with 3 games in 4 days. But he's a smart kid, and he's played in a lot of systems for a lot of different coaches. And so there are things that I think will fit right away. And then there are things that we're going to have to do to fit to him that we just haven't done yet because we haven't had time to do it. And, you know, at the end of the day, we've got a lot of guys that are playing in those minutes right now that are adding great value to winning. And that's one of the things that, you know, can be a real challenge is when you bring in somebody on a good team is making sure everybody knows how much we truly value him, because we really do. We think that he adds to the group with what he can do.
Could he be, who the heck knows on the first day, could he be a player that conceivably could play 28 minutes one night and 3 the next because he has such a unique skill set?
I think it's a unique skill set. I think it's the fact that he gives you legitimate size and skill, passing, posting, et cetera, that is really, really good. The passing's probably the part that, especially from the elbows and with his ability to see against the double, I think he's pretty unique in that regard. And so, but when teams downsize, you know, there's a reason why there are oftentimes, you know, a lot of bigs that you usually play in one big at that time. So we will see kind of how it all goes. But I'm excited to have him a member of our team because I think he adds to our team.
All right. Normally we'd have a lot more time to talk about the Wizards and what they've done. From a basketball sense, everyone knows John Wall's been out and they've been winning. The offensive numbers are bordering on eye-popping here during these games. Why have they been so efficient over this last 6-7 game period?
You know, I think the bottom line is that we all have moments where we have to play without one of our best players. And, you know, they have to replace Wall by committee. And as I said today with Scal on the radio, I think that they've got a good committee. You know, it's not like they're going to, like Tim Frazier or Satoransky are going to do exactly what John Wall does. But they do things that allow others to play to their strengths. They don't have to get outside of their system. And so they're able to not only survive when John's out, but also be very good and continue to be very good. Now, I think they're really, really good when he's in the game because of all the things that he brings to the table.
Stretch that could make them more dangerous, say, come the springtime with these guys getting big minutes now.
Everything we're all doing is an experience that adds up. Yeah. You know, and at the end of the day, we said that about our group for three straight home games where we were missing Kyrie and we played and maybe we zapped ourselves a little bit heading into Tuesday night's Toronto game with all that we had to expend in that stretch. But that's part of it. And that's part of also when you're a young player, understanding how hard it is to do it every day. There are only so many guys like John Wall, like Kyrie Irving, like that can do it every single night.
That's the head coach, Celtics and Wizards, next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.